Banging Beers 157. Happy Sunday, everybody. We are back today. We've got some Dancing Gnome and we got a new can from Pilgeru. Well, the dad vibes. Come and get a sip. How are we doing today, gentlemen?
I'm fucking good. I had a good week.
Yeah.
Oh, what are we up to? What we do this past week? What have you been doing with Tony?
Well, let's get Road Trip and Rosa done because we didn't get him done last time.
You want to jump right into Road Trip Marosa today, Bob?
This week was pretty small one again. Friday, we went to a place in Lansford called the Sport Zoo.
Is that the infamous Sport Zoo?
I guess because it's
the place where they always have. I always see bands playing there.
Yeah. They used to, and I guess they're starting to back up again. Originally, it had ceased, but they have in the summer, they have a music festival there called Zoo Stock.
Oh, nice.
Great food. The staff was really nice. We'd go back there anytime. We were at the Tap Depot again for a little bit last week, and
we'll be there soon.
And I teamed up with some of the Tornado Tag crew there, but I missed you guys. We were at Pilgeru briefly as well.
I was late to the party. I got out of work. I was like, yeah,
that Pilgeru was the same day that we were at the Tap Depot. So
yeah.
So I was already three or four deep at the Tap Depot when you guys start talking about going to Pilger. Rosa was cool with going too, so we just beat everybody else over there. That was all.
Yeah, Tim Mingle and I were playing at Pilger that day, and we all went out and then we tried to make it back. So yesterday we made a road trip to Poor Man's.
I think all of us had a little busy last day and a half.
Actually, forgot. I was at Stoker's for a couple hours yesterday.
Too. Oh, nice.
Nice. Yeah, I got to use my gift certificate. Thank you, Bob. I got to get up my ass up there.
Yeah, so we're at Poor Man's, and I've never experienced Poor Man's. So I was like, we should definitely go grab some beers because, spoiler, next week we actually throw in a little cog, little wrench in the cog. We were supposed to do a new trail variety pack episode, but we're going to push that back a week because next Sunday they're announcing who wins the March Madness Breweries in Pennsylvania bracket, and it comes down to Fourscore versus Dancing Gnome.
Poor Man's.
What did I just say?
Dancing Gnome. That's what we're doing today, folks.
Yeah, sorry. Fourscore and Poor Man's, and I have so many beers in my brain. So I wanted to go experience it, try some food, get the whole, like, because I got to experience one. I think I'm the only one here who hasn't done both. So we went up, grabbed some beer. The staff, fantastic.
Yep.
The patrons were so cool. Made some friends. They're like, yo, you guys got to come up here more often. That's a far drive for you guys. We're like, we're down. Like, you
know, dude, Poor Man's is awesome. Because Rich and I remember, well, we had him on the show already because I brought the sample from there when Rich and I stopped there a few months ago.
And then the Mountain Dew one, right?
That was from Big Bottom Brewing.
Whoops.
Yeah.
that was Big Bottom Brewing. But no, Poor Man's is awesome. I really like, they're an underdog.
Yeah, 11 seed.
They're 11 seed. Underdog made it into the final bracket in Breweries of PA with hundreds of thousands of votes.
Yeah. And they are majority lager and pilsner.
Yes.
Yep. Like that's their staple, which is crazy because a lot of these, like, you know, I think Fourscore probably gets a lean because they have those, like, the fruited sours and the juice bombs and stuff like that. But but we walked in and like, what are you guys doing up here from there? And I was like, oh, we're from like Pottsville area. And they're like, so he was fishing. And he's like, I said, all right, well, here it is. We're a beer podcast and we're here because you guys are the final contestant in the Breweries of Pennsylvania bracket. And the whole bar like started clapping and cheering. And they're like, yeah. And they're like, we were hoping it would give us a little uptick. And I said, yeah, so we're actually going to be doing an episode next Sunday with your guys' beers and Fourscore's beers. So we're here to try out the facility and see how everything is and have a fun experience. And probably shouldn't have said that because even if we didn't, they would have treated us the exact same way because that's just how they are there. And it was just a fun experience.
It was really cool when we were down too. I remember I talked with the one bartender for quite some time and it was really great.
Was it Dickhead Dan? What do they call him?
Asshole Dan.
Asshole Dan, yeah.
No, I don't remember.
He's not an asshole.
Like Angel, I think Angel something is
his name. He was there last night too.
Oh, was it? Yeah, Velasquez.
Yeah, because he actually remembered Bob.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Nice. He's like, yeah, a couple weeks ago you were there and giving us stickers and stuff. So, yeah, they definitely
remember. I gave them stickers a few months back too, so.
If you are hanging out with us live, make sure you hit that share button. Give us a like, whatever platform you're on, Facebook, YouTube, and comment along with us. What are you drinking today on a Sunday if you are having one? And what are some of your favorite beers out of Pennsylvania or some of your favorite styles?
Yes. And so today we have quite the haul from Dancing Gnome. So thanks, Billy, for getting this out of Pittsburgh. So we're going to crack one of these soon. But the first one we got up is we got the Dad Vibes from Pilgeroos. This is our first canned beer, right?
Yeah.
Which coincidentally was canned by Poor Man's.
Yes. I think they had the Abracadabra, the collaboration for the like second.
No. Oh, I'm like, yeah, I'm talking since like, they've had the like, actual brewery.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
yeah, that was only them, not a collab. Yeah. Yeah. So, no, but yeah, so we got the Dad Vibes. What we got, Bob?
I have it up already, but
we're just going to read the lyrics to it.
Where I'm not hip and in the loop. There's something going on here that I'm not aware of. I don't mind reading it, but obviously there is a rhythm to this. I don't want to botch it.
You want me to do it?
So I would prefer if someone, if someone actually knows what they're doing, reads this, and goes with the flow correctly.
All right, I actually think it'd be funnier if you did it.
Maybe it would be.
Oh, let's just say here.
All right.
All right. Yeah. I don't understand this either.
Keep in mind, though, hot dad riding in on a rhino. Got the roll on the rap with the Dad Vibes. It's a Limp Bizkit song, everybody.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes, it is.
It's from the new Limp Bizkit album.
Now everybody got a bounce with the franchise. Come on.
Yeah, I would have fucked that all up. Yeah.
A freaking light.
Yeah! Yeah.
A freaking light lager. Come on, get a sip.
So this is Dad Vibes is a new track from the new Limp Bizkit album.
I have not listened to it yet.
It's all right.
It's different. I finally listened to it.
And actually, I'd like to go, and we're gonna have one more live read from the table here. So this is classified as an American light lager again from Pilgeroo Brewing in Pottsville. It comes in at 4.2% ABV. It has been checked in a total of 12 times, so this is very new. It averages a 4.45. I have one friend check in where it averages a 4.4, and that friend is also my highlight.
It's me. If you guys want to go, because to keep continuity...
I don't remember the cadence of the
voice.
I got it. I'm sipping these bad boys all night. Damn, his dad like a river flow so cold, need ice to deliver. Drop so hard like a rock. Dad don't stop. So damn clean, he a mop.
There it is. Nailed it.
I could probably do a better Durst, though. Yeah. I don't know the song that well, but so I don't know the actual flow to it.
Well, you know who does.
There
know
we go.
You know who does know the song well? Our fine Patreons over on our Patreon. That's a segue and a half for you. So we do have $1 to $25 tier. It helps with equipment, helps with paying for StreamYard, Adobe, and everything we use to video edit and all that fun stuff. So if you can, we do have the links below. You can support us on Patreon. We do take donations, or you can buy merchandise. If you can't do any of that, just word of mouth. Tell your friend. Tell somebody. Tell your mom. Like, hey, check these boys out. They rap Limp Bizkit and drink beer. But we want to thank Ryan Vox from Outbreak Wrestling, David S., Brett Squared from the Keg Stand in Monty City, Bridget M., Andrew H. from the Bangin' Beers podcast table,
woo!
Greg R., Heidi B. from Not Cool in High School, Ryan G. from the Fueled by Hops podcast, Kelly from Crystal Mountain Healing and Truth Behind Illusion podcast, Tommy B., the Tree of Life Metaphysical Shop. And also, they just opened up their new salt room that's going to be opening soon. So I don't have a write-up yet, but I will be doing that soon. But thank you to them as our sponsors as well. Brad Z, Higher Than Other Words podcast, and JH. So thank you all for your Patreons and support. It means a lot to us.
So this is, good job, Pilgeroo guys. Great, easy drinking light lager. I mean, can't go wrong with it. Nice and flavorful. What do you guys think about it?
Yeah, sweet, malty, and I don't know about you guys, but I get like a corn vibe off of this too.
Yeah,
corn with a K.
Yes.
All right. So, but no, great. I hope these guys, you know, did they say, is this just going to be like a, is this going to be a regular thing that they're going
to
keep?
I think so. All right, cool. It's probably going to, because it was selling pretty well.
This is a perfect cookout beer. We're lousy smarch weather today, and I don't know what the hell's going on. It's freaking 36 degrees, and it's been snowing on and off all day.
Oh my god! Like when I looked out the window to leave the house, I mean, it's basically flurries. It's not, nothing's accumulating on the ground, but it was coming down so heavy I couldn't see across the valley.
Yeah, I was like, we let Loki out, and like I didn't even realize it was snowing. He came back in, it was covered. I'm like, what the hell's happening today?
Well, thanks on bath salts.
All right, so we got quite the lineup here for Dancing Gnome. So I'm just gonna start grabbing these, and we're gonna go through them here. So the first one we got here is Prologue from Dancing Gnome, which is out of Pittsburgh. Have any of you guys ever been there?
No.
I have. This is one thing I miss about working for my previous company because of trips to Pittsburgh. But Dancing Gnome, great brewery. I honestly don't know if they have food because I only drank there, but cool atmosphere. They have a lot of great glassware. I'm bummed because Rish killed my. I had a really nice Dancing Gnome glass that Rish, love you, honey, but it went to the dishwasher.
I'm gonna say that the they don't do food. I did a little bit of research, and in several of the articles that I saw, they mentioned food trucks.
Okay, but I had a really nice it was like a gilded glass with the Pittsburgh skyline on it and Dancing on the other side, but it was murdered by the dishwasher.
Also, on the bottoms of these cans are like where they do little
messages. So speaking of cool glassware, I was just invited to a private Facebook group for a website called Skeeter's Beer Glassware. He does a ton of wrestling ones, tons of cool pop culture, a lot of sports related beer glassware, and they're affordable. They're like $20 a piece, and they do limited runs ones. So people like, has a little cool collectible vibe to it. Every time you get a glass, you get like a card, it's a numbered card, like this is your one up whatever glass. And they're really, really nice. So this is the first one I got. It's Stone Cold Steve Austin. And then at the other side is Shawn Michaels laying the super kick on Ric Flair.
Nice.
And then the other glass is going to be your WrestleMania 3. The icons right there, Hogan and Andre. But yeah, they make really cool glassware. So if you join their Facebook group, it is private, but you can join it. Skeeter's Glassware, and tell them Bang & Beers Podcast sent you. I believe everyone ordered for the most part.
Yeah, I have the Peacemaker glass on its way.
I'm
pretty excited about that.
You didn't get the Wookiee one. No?
I ordered the Summer Pack and the Boba Fett one.
Nice. Yeah. I have like my Empire Strikes Back is Boba Fett glass. I'm between the Boba Fett one and the Wookiee one's all right, but yeah. I saw the Peacemaker one. I'm like, I have so much Star Wars shit. I'm just gonna get the Peacemaker one.
Yeah, I love it. Where am I at here? Here we go.
Prologue. So yeah, we got Prologue here from Dancing Gnome. What we got, Bob?
Prologue from Dancing Gnome, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It is considered an American Pale Ale. It comes in at 5.2% ABV. It's been checked in 873 times, where it averages a 3.69. I have 3 friend check-ins, where it averages a 3.60. The write-up's rather short on this one. A classic American Pale Ale with Centennial, Columbus, Simcoe, and Amarillo hops. And the flavor profile is listed as light, malty, smooth, earthy, and grassy.
All right, what we got here?
Yum, yum, yum in my belly. Is this like, oh, wow. What did you say, isn't that? Like, is it like tangerine, you said?
Centennial, Columbus, Simcoe, and Amarillo.
Yeah, hints of lime, tangerine, spring blossom, sticky pine.
And I got tangerine right away.
Very approachable bitterness.
That tangerine is really tasty.
Yes,
that's fantastic. Now, when you think Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh breweries, are these guys like high on that list in Pittsburgh?
Yeah,
I think them. Brew Gentleman, Grist House. There's a ton of them. I honestly can't even remember them, but Pittsburgh's a cool town. I've never been out there. It's fun. Southern Tier has an awesome tap room on the north shore of the river, right by the Steelers Stadium.
Yeah,
so it's really cool there. Dancing Gnomes. I forget what district it's in, but
Sharpsburg.
Sharpsburg, yeah. So it's like right on the outskirts of town, but I've had stuff from Brew Gentleman, but I've never been there. And Grist House, I've heard really good things about also. But yeah, today's focus is Dancing Gnome. So you got some information about the brewery, Bob?
A little bit. Let me finish loading this and swing right into that.
I'm just doing a quick Google search on top Pittsburgh breweries, and Dancing Gnome is. I mean, they're both tied at 4.7 ranking on Google, but Hop Farm. It kind of takes a little bit of a actually that's weird that Hop Farm is number like so they Hop Farm has 169 votes at 4.7. Dancing Gnome has 382 out of 4.7, and then Southern Tier has a 1.2k at 4.6. But Southern Tier's all over the place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not based out of Pittsburgh, but their tap room's really sweet.
11th Hour is on there. Grist House. Hitchhiker. Yeah. Oh, Strange Roots. We've had some Strange Roots on the show.
Yeah, they make some. They're actually outside of Pittsburgh too. They would call them an area brewery,
yeah,
as opposed to a city one. But yeah,
that's exciting.
Cool, but no, the first one off the bat, super easy drinker.
Brett, here we go. Got some in the chat. Brett, DG is an awesome brewery. The name of Prologue. Prologue is bad. Is bad for this area. It gives me a dial up modem flashback. Oh, Prologue Internet. Yeah, I like that. That's good. Contribute. Good contribution there, Brett. Brett, Cake Stand of Monty City, if you want some good beers. You can also check out them if you're on the other one side of the mountain. Obviously, we have two loves of distributors in our area. We have, you know, the Cake Stand and the Craft House, which you can also download the new app for as well. But yeah, huge shout out to Brett for the Cake Stand. We're going to be doing an episode very soon showcasing all the different places you can buy beer in the area.
Yeah.
And kind of do like a localized version.
What you got, Bob?
All right. The Dancing Gnome Brewery. Originally opened on October 1st, 2016. Andrew Witchie is the founder. It's still their main focus, but in the beginning especially, they were heavily focused on hop-forward beers. They did 2 years of trials before they came out with their house pale ale, which is known as Lustra.
That's next, actually.
They've expanded. They still stay on the hop forward stuff, but they've expanded their outlook. They're into all kinds of styles now, and another thing that they like to do is experiment with low ABV beers. They've done several collaborations with an environmental group that is concerned about the watershed of the Pittsburgh area. They've done some collaboration beers with a group called Upstream Pittsburgh, and just a few months back in October, they expanded. They opened a new facility. It's like literally a block down the street from the original one. It's like the Tap Depot. It's 10 times the size of the old place. They said that their production area is like double the size of the whole tap room in the original building.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
That's what I got on them.
Cool.
Sweet. But yeah, so like Bob said, so Lustra's their flagship.
Yeah, that last one, that tangerine lime, very, very forward, but it does have a nice little hoppy kick to it. So if you're still into if you're going to buy it, or if you're going to have a chance to experiment, like try it.
Yeah, super easy drinker.
It is still hoppy. So if you're not a very hoppy forward fan of beer.
I don't think it's that hoppy, though.
It definitely still has a hop.
No, it's not like an IPA. It's a pale ale.
But so. If somebody has an aversion to that hop.
I wouldn't call it hop forward. Because you definitely get the fruit first.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And then to me, all the hop stuff comes in on the back.
So. Yeah, that's where I'm getting it too.
This is fantastic. This would be a case for me. Like I would definitely seek this out. At a 5.2, this is an all day beer.
Yeah, this is definitely a barbecue beer too.
Well, that's when I was ordering it, I didn't want to go too like IPA heavy. I wanted to kind of get a good
mix
of what they have to offer.
We went.
So
I got four beers. I got their four of their five staples yesterday, and Bill went hard in the paint. I'm like, we still haven't put another brewery in this episode too. He's like, fuck it.
Well, I was more figuring that I just wanted ones for me for at home. Yeah. But also if we want to do a future episode and sneak ones in or. Yeah. Whatever. We'll
figure it out. But yeah, so
they're so good.
So that's the big thing. So this week it is down to the wire on the March Madness from breweries in PA. And we are, like we said before, we are down to four score from Gettysburg versus Poor Man's in Ephrata, right?
Ephrata.
And this is a Cinderella story for Poor Man's 11th seed coming into the final two. The showdown against, and four scores a pretty heavy hitter.
I think
four is their seed.
Two.
Yeah. So the 11th seed up
which is shocking
two.
To me because I didn't think four scores, and this is not a knock to them, but I didn't think they were that popular.
Well, I think it goes off of average. They have some algorithm.
Yeah, with our ratings, based on ratings, I think they use. But I mean, if we, I'm swinging for Poor Man. I love four score, but I want to see Poor Man take it.
Yeah. And it,
nothing
it
against Fourscore.
It is kind of cool to see a brewery that doesn't really go. I mean, they do have some 7% or 6%ers in there, but they don't really go super, super crazy with their high ABVs and to stick to like different styles of lagers. Like you can go in there and try five or six different styles of lagers
there,
from around
there
the world.
There were
a Ukraine version. There was an Italian lager. That was really good. But like when you think lager, you just think, if especially in this area, you just think your amber lager, which they have that too. That's their house lager. But it's cool to see the variety of different styles in there. And then Fourscore, I mean, they kill it with the IPAs. They kill it with the stouts. They kill it with the sours, the fruited sours that are almost kind of like the imprint sours almost, where that it's like that thick milkshake style. So they're killing it too. And like I said, it's a destination spot. You can go to Gettysburg and then you're walking around town. That's a nice place to stop and eat. And we'll talk more about each brewery next week, but
like I said, we'll be featuring both next week, because I'll be going down to Gettysburg on Saturday, so I'll be bringing some stuff back. What up, last beer?
Cheers. Love Dancing Gnome. A three-day binge of being sick.
Sucks. I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, man,
get better soon. So Lustro, what we got?
This is their flagship, you said, right, Bob?
Yes. Lustro, again, from Dancing Gnome, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is, again, considered an American Pale Ale. It comes in at 5.8% ABV, and it's listed at 45 IBUs. It's been checked in just shy of 13,000 times, where it maintains a 4.04 average. I have 29 friend check-ins, where it averages a 4.11. And I actually had this once before myself, and I rated it fairly high. Bill is my highlight again. This one's not quite as hilarious as the last one. We'll let this one ride. The write-up is an ode to the unity of malted barley, hops, yeast, water, and the brewer who prudently blends them. Intense tropical and citrus fruit aromas and a clean fruity bitterness work in the harmony with the lightly toasted wheat bread flavors derived from the malt. The flavor profiles listed as light, hoppy, citrusy, juicy, and clean.
This is another crushable.
It's very, very creamy.
It didn't touch my mouth yet, but I can already smell citrus
fruit. Yeah, super citrusy and that tropical note to it. And definitely the nice hop character to it. Very well balanced.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
What you thinking, Billy?
I liked it. It's an all day. Just
what's the ABV on this one again?
It's a lot. It's
super 5.7.
5.8. Nice. But cool. So I made a little trip down to Carlisle yesterday. So I checked out some stuff down there. So we went to the Hook and Flask Steelworks, which is a, I believe, firefighter owned and themed distillery. Down there, they have a selection of alcohols. I tried a bourbon, which wasn't theirs though, but I believe it was Kinsley. I can't remember honestly, but very nice bourbon. But they have a really nice local beer selection. So I had my brother-in-law, my father-in-law had lagers and an oatmeal stout from Back Porch Brewers and an Irish stout from Boneshire Brewworks, all, you know, from the Harrisburg area. Then we went over to Cafe Brews for some banging beers international. Had some fantastic Belgian beers. We had a Bavik lager and wit, and then we had a Pilsner and wit, and then I cannot remember this. It was a Flemish sour that Rich had.
The Jacobins.
Yeah, the Jacobins. It was like what was it, dude? I have it right here. I just said it and I'm gonna butcher it, but it was Cuvée des Jacobins Rouge.
I'll try that again.
Cuvée des Jacobins.
I like it.
That's how I'm saying. So I'm sure that's not how it's pronounced whatsoever, but it was a red Flemish sour ale. Dude, fantastic. The food was amazing. It's a Belgian cafe, so it's all Belgian food. And then we went over to Molly Pitcher Brewworks there and had a flight. Man, they had some great porters.
I've been crawling at home.
Back up to Belgium again there. Have any of you guys been to Monk's Cafe in Philly?
No.
That's another one that's where it's all Belgian themed.
This summer I want to try to get a group of us again and do the Eastern State Penitentiary thing.
That'll be cool.
And then maybe
I've been there in a while.
We could do like a weekend in Philly and do like breweries one day and then the other day, like maybe like the zoo or the art museum and then
Eastern State. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I'd be down with that. Well, yeah, we had what do we have? I posted on the Instagram yesterday, but what do we get? Shit. I should have came more prepared, but whatever. You're going to deal with it. So I had a peanut butter porter, a smoked maple porter, and a rye IPA from Molly Pitchers. And wow, they were fantastic. Everything was good. The food menu looked really nice too. We didn't eat there. Oh, actually, no, I'm lying. We had a dessert there. We had these like, they were almost like the pretzel bites from Annie Ann's.
Okay.
Yeah. But they had like a glaze on them and like cinnamon sugar. Ooh, were they good? And then their New York style cheese, they had like a raspberry cheesecake, was really good.
Yeah.
But
do you want to, you actually didn't get a chance to talk to the table about it, but you can pitch it. You can tell them about it live on the show, or if you want to yet, or if you want to hold off of your idea you have. The certificate?
Oh, actually, let me bring that back up and show it to
While he pulls that up, I just want to say real quick, too, everyone who's been ordering merchandise, thank you. Thank you so, so much. The Lord shirts and the Patty's Pub shirts did really, really well. We have a nice little thing that we can put towards some new equipment. So if you did order any merchandise, thank you so much. And if you have any photos of you in that merchandise, please send it to us so we can put it up on the social medias. But Bob has this really cool idea.
So this is just a rough draft. And actually, like, the beer listed
there, that's cool,
isn't even from the same show. But I thought, like, instead of just doing the beer of the episode and just name it, we would generate an actual certificate. We'd have the Bang of Beers podcast logo. Everyone who is a cast member of the show would sign the certificate. And we'd mail it off to the brewery afterwards.
Yeah, and then be like,
that's something nice for them to put on their wall and a little bit of PR for us.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool, actually.
So, like, whatever wins beer of the night, we would send a certificate to that brewery. So even if it's, like, a whole lineup. Like, so say if Prologue wins, we would send them thought Prologue, out of the whole lineup we had, Prologue was our favorite beer of the night. And then if they hang it up, if cool, if they just throw it away, cool, too. But
nice. It's a cool idea. So either send us a picture of it on the wall or in the trash can.
Either way,
but that would be another thing where maybe you put the banging in the wild hashtag on it, and if you're in a brewery and you see it on the wall, just like one of our stickers.
I think it's a cool idea. I love it.
I'm in.
Yeah,
that's a worst I can do is throw it the fuck away, I guess, right?
Yeah.
But if they throw it away, I want a picture of it
in the trash can.
In the trash can
with someone helpfully flipping it off.
Yes.
Yeah,
and peeing on it.
Yes. Yeah. And then we will take that picture and make it into a T-shirt.
Yeah. Crop your wiener out because it will go on.
Oh man, so we got some stuff. What, next weekend is WrestleMania weekend?
Yeah, we have. We already have.
You got a busy lineup, don't you?
Oh my God. So Saturday, WrestleMania is a 2-day week, but wrestling's on all weekend.
Is the actual show on Sunday still?
There's two shows. Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, which is it just a split, or I haven't not followed it.
It splits it like, so there's some, like, they kind of split it, so there's big matches.
Then they used to do like the NXT thing, or
yeah, but now it's all one.
Ah.
Yeah, NXT really doesn't get pay-per-views anymore, which is kind of shitty.
That was the best part until they ruined it.
Yeah. NXT pay-per-views are kind of like on TV now.
Yeah,
it's like a special episode.
On a very special episode of NXT.
Pretty much. It's like they used to have the takeovers, but I don't think they're a thing anymore. But yeah, there's a lot of wrestling this weekend, and then the following weekend is when, for me, it picks up. All my shows that I'm going to start going to are going to blow up. But there is going to be, if you're into professional wrestling and obviously you're still in the area, Pilgrim is the place to be. Go watch wrestling at Pilgrim. It's a good time.
And they said if you dress up.
Oh, you get discount. Oh,
yeah. Is that both days?
Yeah.
Nice. So, yeah, you get a discount on beer both days. So we'll be doing noon next Sunday, I believe.
Yeah.
And then Zach will be joining us again for WrestleMania weekend. We'll be talking. I believe we're going to have some Broken Skull lagers on the show.
Yeah. If we could find the IPA too, we'll probably throw those in too.
Yeah.
We'll get the
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
And then I have another wrestling themed beer.
Oh, nice.
That was sent to me with
the Hop Warrior or whatever.
Hop Warrior. Yeah.
Nice. But yeah, so that's a busy weekend. Then we're 2 weeks away from Rusty Rail.
We're losing somebody though.
What?
Bob's getting sent away for his job for 3 weeks.
You're not gonna make a Rusty Rail.
He can't make it.
Oh no.
We are
heartbroken.
Gonna make a Bob mask and make a person wear it.
I like
it. So whoever wants to come with us to Rusty Rail, you have to wear a Bob mask.
Yes.
Yeah. You have to wear a paper Bob mask. And that's your job.
Or just we'll get a Yankees hat and a beard.
Yeah.
We'll all shave our chest hairs and we'll glue it on someone's face.
Gorilla mask.
not if you're going to do that. You got to go jackass and you got to pick somebody with crabs in their pubes.
Yeah. I actually just, a good segue. I just watched the new movie.
It's on Paramount Plus now. So,
yeah. It's fucking hilarious. We were talking about it in the bar last night, and the guy that we were talking to was intoxicated. And he's just like, there's just so much dick.
Again, his wife
girlfriend was
you need this. We are not at home.
They are awesome.
They were great.
I don't know if they want their names on the podcast or not, so I'm not gonna drop their names, but they do follow us on social media. But if you guys comment later, then you know. But he's like, yeah, and then there's fucking cum shooting everywhere. And he's screaming in the bar, and I'm just cracking up laughing. They're really funny. But yeah, the new movie is crazy.
Is there any bad Jackass movie?
No.
Yeah, right.
Honestly, I would say this one maybe, because you can definitely tell that safety is higher priority.
Well, Johnny Knoxville almost like died during
He gets fucked up real bad. But you can tell that safety is a higher priority, so they don't go as nutty.
Well, they're all getting old.
All of the newer people though, and how they're like, it seems like they're bringing in the next generation
of Jackass.
So they'll still be involved, but they'll just make them do all that.
Chris Pontius was kind of like, here's a stunt we're not going to do because we've all paid our dues and you didn't.
I think I laughed the hardest at, what's his name? Zach, when he wears to Big Kite and jumps into cactuses.
Well, it's a double whammy because it's funny and he has horrible tattoos and he's fat. So anytime a chubbier guy falls down, it's always funnier. But it was really funny. But it's on Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
If you want to see the new Jackass.
I watched it Wednesday or Thursday night.
I think it came and on like Raw. Like now on Paramount Plus, I'm like, turn off Raw.
And then I started watching it again last night. In case I missed anything from like.
How about when Chris Pontius just casually grabs the cup and starts drinking it?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, no one even told you to do that.
I'm gonna have to watch it.
He's like, yep, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to watch that. Yeah. Those are always so much fun. Dude, I remember doing freaking carts in like the mall parking lot when in like high school.
And you can definitely tell there's gonna be like a 3 or 4.5.
Yeah,
it
was already announced.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sure so much footage and shit that they get from it.
Jeez. Yeah. So but, yeah, it was fun. So it's on Paramount Plus. If you want to check it out.
Really, what we've been watching this week? Where you got through season 2 of Eastbound and Down, because I've been going back and watching through that after Righteous Gemstones, because it's just fucking hilarious. So we're about to start season 3.
Oh, I didn't pour this.
Of Eastbound and Down, but I've been on a John Carpenter kick again this week. So we watched Prince of Darkness and In the Mouth of Madness last night.
Did you order your thing shirt from Fright Racks?
No, I did not.
I ordered my shirt and my glass.
Yeah,
they both came.
I'll have to take a look. I honestly haven't checked that.
Yeah, they have a whole thing lineup.
Oh, nice. Mm. I'll check that out. But I said in the chat the other day, like, I want to see the theme from In the Mouth of Madness is so epic, and it sounds just so much like it should be an early 90s, late 80s like wrestling theme. So I really want to see someone like with an In the Mouth of Madness like themed wrestler.
My shirt shipped that I ordered, and it's I'm happy I got the shirt I got, but now I'm bummed I didn't get the other one. My Studio 666 shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, we get home from the bar or from our trip yesterday at Dancing Gnome, and I'm sitting on the couch. Or not Dancing Gnome, Poor Man.
Poor Man.
That was Friday. That was Friday, so when we got back from Pilgrim.
Yeah, got back from Pilgrim, and I'm sitting on my couch, and I look at my thing, and I see a tweet from David Grohl, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? We lost Taylor Hawkins, the drummer from the Foo Fighters, who is fucking so talented.
Oh, yeah.
He can sing. He was great at guitar. There's not many bands. I know there's a few, but there's not many bands in today's generation that have probably the two best drummers in the world in one
band. Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
It's a shame, dude.
Really, it's still kind of up in
Bogota,
the air.
Columbia, yeah.
Of how he passed away. And honestly, it doesn't even matter to me at this point. Like, it's not going to ruin any. If he OD'd, if he, you know, commits suicide, like fucking the dude had an impact on me. Like, dude, when I'm depressed and I go through my moods, Foo Fighters is my comfort music because it's like an anthem. It fires you up.
Be the Foo Fighters.
It gets you motivated. It's like fucking Learn to Fly, The Pretender, fucking all those songs. Like, I listen to them and they're like, all right, fucking nothing can conquer me. Like, I don't know. I'm a huge Foo Fighter fan, and it's a band I never seen live. And if I do, it won't be the same.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
I saw them live in Pittsburgh.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oddly enough.
Yeah, it's a shame.
So there is a new movie coming out which I still want to see, and all I still
Studio
will see
666.
It. Studio 666.
I think it's out, but it's out just not in like
theaters currently.
Yeah,
but I mean, you like, can rent it for like $20 on Amazon.
Yeah, I think it's digital only until.
But I'll just wait until I can purchase it for $20 on Amazon.
Oh, I'm definitely buying it. Yeah,
and then a week later, it'll be somewhere free streaming. Yeah.
It's definitely one I want to own, but Fright Rags does have Studio 666 t-shirts available where it could the whole Foo Fighters band.
Oh, nice.
And then there's one where Dave Grohl is the devil and it's a Studio 6. It's awesome. But
I like that was a joke when Dave Grohl did the Tenacious D tribute video, or it was either that or Pick a Destiny. It was like, well, how would you do the makeup for Satan? He's like, oh, Dave Grohl just took off his Dave Grohl mask and he was already Satan.
it's the only way to justify his talent.
Yeah.
He has to be either Jesus or the devil himself.
Yeah, right. So the next one we got up, though, from Dancing Gnome here, because, well, we got another, four to go. So this is the Dunkel. So
this is fucking awesome.
This is right up Tony's alley.
I like this a lot.
What we got there, Bob? Ah, shit. I just realized I didn't get a chance to stop at Trogs yesterday to get the Bourbon Barrel Aged Triple Native.
Oh, you fucked up.
Womp, womp. I was drunk, though, so it's
okay. Dunkel from Dancing Gnome, Pittsburgh, PA. They list this as a dark lager. It comes in at 5.4% ABV. It's been logged in 134 times, where it averages the 3.95. I'm assuming that somebody here just logged it in at the table, because I have one friend check in with no score.
I did not yet, no. I'm working on it, though.
This German-style Dunkel is a dark lager that drinks light and smooth with a soft and pleasant sweet caramel malt character and a fresh baked bread finish. 5.4% makes it perfect for mug service. The flavor profile is listed as malty, caramel, bread, sweet, and nutty.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's fucking fantastic. I may be fucking Babe Ruth in this right now. I'm pointing at the fence. this is a pick already.
Nah, that's super awesome.
And I said that last prologue was fucking fantastic, but this is right up my alley. That caramel and that malt is really, really nice.
True bread hints on the back end.
Yeah. Very nice.
That's really good.
Super awesome dark lager. So what do you guys have at Poor Man's?
Oh, I got a.
Didn't I have?
I got a full pour of the Italian Pilsner.
Okay.
I had a full pour of the house lager.
They both were on side pull.
Nice.
I had to ask what a side pull was, because I'm not even gonna pretend I'm smart. Like I don't. But the bartender explained it to us. It just goes through more filters.
Yeah, it's like a traditional, like old school style.
Yeah.
Beer tap, but it gives like a creamier head, and the head I think lasts a little bit longer because it's like smaller bubbles.
It makes sense. The head on my beard did last longer.
Yeah. And then I got a flight, mostly a flight of Pilsners, but one they did a hoppy bock.
Okay.
With all the other, like a bunch of other breweries in the county all got together and made this beer. Do it once a year. So it was it was called Countywide 2.
Oh, nice.
That was so the other thing we started when we go out, and you guys can do this too. I think this would be kind of fun if you, and we would encourage our community to do this. I think this would be a lot of fun. If you go out somewhere and you go to a brewery or a tap house or anything and you have all your beers, post, yeah, hey, here's what we are, here's what we had, and post what your beer the night was.
Yeah,
so that's what we were there. We had a full pour, and then we had a flight. And we both collectively agreed our beer of the night there was the Countywide 2.
Nice.
Yeah. So I think that's a fun little thing. Like, you can have your own little episode. Because the girl, the couple that was sitting next to us were like, I feel like I'm part of your podcast. I'm talking. And I was like, anytime you want, you come sit down. But that's what we did. We kind of like, what would you be? Like, we kind of had a little show, like beer of the night. And it was, we both said the Countywide 2. So.
Which unfortunately was not canned. And I don't think they were doing crowlers of it either.
Yeah, it was excellent. I actually didn't. I didn't check everything in.
I didn't either.
Yeah, because I was so involved with conversation and having a good time. But I did have the house lager. I got a stout on my flight. I got the Oats and Hose. They have a stout called Oats and Hose.
Oh yeah, I had that actually. They have variants of that.
Yeah, there's a coconut version, but I'm not.
They had a pumpkin one when I was down there.
Yeah, and that's then the last one I checked in is called This App Makes Me an Expert,
which was a collaboration with Mooduck.
With
Mooduck.
I've been wanting to get to Mooduck. Have you been to Mooduck yet, Bob? Not yet. I've been wanting to get there. It's such a, like an interesting name, but like it's what down in the Harrisburg area.
Yeah.
But yeah, we wanted to get down there, but I haven't had a chance
yet. A lot of the Patriots, not big Mood Duck fans.
Really?
Yeah, there was some
I'm pretty sure they're still on this side of the river.
I think so.
But it was such a cool experience. I'm trying to think what else I had there. I had a devil inspired beer, but it had like a fancy name. I don't remember what it was. This app makes me an expert was like an amber saison.
Yep.
And it was really good.
A what?
An amber saison, which I've never had something like that style before. And it was really fucking good. What was the other? We should probably save this for next week, but yeah, it's fresh.
Well,
in my mind
this
now.
Is you visited it yesterday.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about their beers next week.
It was so good. It was just a great place. I had such a good time.
Nice.
Oh, the IPA.
We had that in can. That's fantastic. Big bucks or
no?
We have it in can, so we'll say the proper name next week.
Yeah, but it's probably
their IPA was good. It's just a great place. Tiny, like a small little place, like some tables, not a big huge bar, but it's fantastic. I was kind of bummed at first. I was like, oh, we have to sit at a table, and then the bar cleared up. We're like, we're moving to the bar.
Yep.
Yeah, and then we were like right at home, and then we were hanging out with everybody.
They have a nice little beer garden or area out front as well too when the weather's nice.
Yeah,
and it's also
next to a Rita's.
Yes,
like so unfortunately Rita's was not open when we left or I would have left in Bill's car eating Swedish fish Rita's.
All right, so this next one up, we got an American cream ale.
If you're hanging out with us, chat with us, tell us what you're doing today, tell us some of your favorite places. Let's have some conversation.
Marbled Hearts.
If you watch any movies or documentaries, let us know. We always like to talk pop culture too, or any bands, any music you're listening to right now.
Have we not listened? We never actually talked about the new Ghost album.
Maybe last episode.
Yeah.
Did we? I thought we didn't. We said we were going to, and then we didn't.
I think when Zach was on, yeah.
I thought we skipped it. I went back and listened. I'm pretty sure we skipped talking about it.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
I think we slightly went into it and then just kind of.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably right.
The
new
album
that is
awesome.
What happened. Yeah, but it took a few listens to grow on me, but I like what they're doing. It's like a tribute to 80s and 70s arena rock.
What's your favorite song?
My favorite song on the album, probably Searchlight, or what the hell's the name of the actual song? Watcher in the Sky. Between that and Caesarion, probably.
Yeah. Oh, about the same opener.
The opener. I just love that little, like, it's like, it's funny because it's such like a, it's like a major key, like happy riff going into it. And then it's like, it's almost like a Rush song in parts of it.
Yeah, Caesarion, besides Little Miss Sunshine and Hunter's Moon, is really, really good.
And I still hate 20s, though. I cannot get into that song.
I appreciate it slightly more with the little instrumental that goes into the beginning of it.
Yeah.
But it's still like his voice in the song.
The lyrics are so cringy. I can't.
Dude, I'm obsessed with prequels, though.
Prequels, fantastic.
Dance Macabre is my jam.
Dance Macabre's fantastic. Yeah.
I want to do, like, anytime we do, like, a montage or anything, that's what's playing.
I actually, with the acoustic thing I'm working on, we'll be doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
I will be stealing a microphone and trying to.
You're more than welcome, dude. I think my favorite album is still Meliora, though.
I don't know. Prequel's really high.
Like
for
that's
me.
The one that really got me into Ghost, and then I went back and listened to Opus Eponymous and Infestesimum. But and they're great too. Like the Opus Eponymous is I probably like more than Infestesimum, but Meliora is what really caught me into Ghost because like I saw and because I was one of those like I just look at the band I'm like oh fuck those dudes. It's like what's another fucking Slipknot bullshit or oh we wear masks like fucking Mushroom Head or whatever.
Yeah, Rats, Dance Macabre, and Life Eternal are like
Life Eternal's a good one. So dude, Miasma's awesome. It's just like instrumental with the sax solo at the end.
So fucking good.
But Meliora is what really like I said, I saw them Colbert and they played Cerise on Colbert.
We did this one, right?
That's what we're doing right now. Yeah. They did Cerise on Colbert. I'm like, okay, these guys are actually pretty cool. And then I went and listened to them and I think like then me and Zach went and bought tickets to see them up in Strasbourg at the Sherman Theater. Like,
you know, it's hilarious that I knew about Ghost before you.
I knew about him. I just didn't.
So I had a girl at my job who was obsessed with Ghost. She would tell me everything. And then she's like, you need to like, and I listened to like the album, but it grabbed me, but not like fully. And then I watched them on Colbert because I wanted to go back to work and talk to her about it. Cause she had a Papa tattoo. Yeah.
It's a really good one.
Yeah. And then I was like, and then I kind of just dropped it. And I was like, I'm into them, but they're not like my go-to. And then I went and seen them live with you. And I'm like, fuck.
That's what really changed. Like, that's what really got seeing them live was awesome. It was crazy because they don't do it anymore, but they used to have the Sisters of Sin who would come out. They'd be like, they would do like a call for like women to show up dressed as nuns, and they'd do like ghost communion during one of the songs.
I need to be baptized at a ghost concert.
But no, the new album really definitely on. And then what am I on right now? We're going to see, me and Billy are going to go see Knocked Loose at Reverb in Reading next month. Next week. I cannot wait. I may or may not die at that show.
Well, same.
I
show like you beat the shit out of each other.
It's definitely a hardcore
show. I'm glad I'm not going.
I just want to stage dive.
You're gonna be that fucking guy who stage dives and breaks his fucking head.
No.
That's fucking scary.
No, well, it's the type of show people will catch me.
Well, Bob, you'll be gone for 3 weeks. They'll both be dead.
Where are they sending you?
North Carolina.
Oh, nice.
I'll be just outside of Charlotte.
Ah.
So anyone else listening, I might need new members for a while until Bob comes back, because they're going to die at a concert. So
we might not die. We just might be hospitalized for a while.
We'll be rolling in. I'll put a ramp on my stairs out front.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That is awesome.
We had this, right?
Well, you and I had it when I was on TBI.
This is a TBI beer. I thought so, yeah.
Marbled Heart. So what we got, Bob?
Marbled Hearts from Dancing Gnome of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Classified as a cream ale. Comes in at 4.5% ABV. It's been checked in 657 times, where it averages a 3.76.
Too low.
I have one friend check-in where it averages a 4.2. Brewed with American grown and malted two-row barley and maize, we hop this light delight exclusively with Cascade
Hops. I might need a new husband.
For a balancing act of bright grapefruit, summer bouquet, and marmalade toast. And the flavor profile is listed as light, creamy, crisp, citrusy, and floral.
Nice. Last beer, big fan of Locked
Loose. Dude, I fucking love Knocked Loose. They're so good. Such a refreshing into hardcore.
If you die, can we have a thruple with Rish? Could she just join us so she's not alone?
Yeah, it works.
All right, cool.
Rish, you're marrying Heidi and Tony if I die.
Yeah. you and Heidi can live together. But Penny has to come here.
Okay.
Yeah.
we'll send her here so she doesn't eat all the cat food like she likes to
do. Yeah.
And then get sick from eating too much cat food.
We worked it all out.
There you go.
I just like when she smiles at me.
Oh, her smile's the best. So my dog Penny, she is a Catahoula Leopard Lab pit mix. And when we got her as a puppy, like, she looks super lab, but with Catahoula Leopard colors. Like, she's like blue merle with like bright blue eyes. As she got older, she definitely has pity in her.
Oh yeah, she looks like a
pitbull. She's got this stupid. She put her head so small for her body, but she will. With people she likes, she will bare her teeth at them, but she's actually smiling.
Yes.
Like, it's so funny when some people first see it and they're like, "Oh, your dog," and I'm like, "Nah, she likes you."
Yeah.
But like, she's like,
"I smile back at her."
Yeah, it's so funny to watch her do it, and then especially when people know what she's doing, it's so funny.
Yeah. She comes in and she just shows her teeth and then she wags her tail.
Yeah.
I love that dog.
Whatever. I saw she said something.
Oh, she said if.
Oh, if.
And then she goes, when.
All right.
Okay, I think so, she just wants to marry Heidi is what it comes to.
Yeah,
they have 100%. Necklaces with each other.
Like, yeah.
It's a whole thing.
It's fun.
Yeah, listen.
All right. So Marbled Hearts. Wow, this is awesome.
So I know this is the year of the lager. And I hope the years of lager extends, lager and pilsners. But can we get a year of the cream ale? I just want more cream ales in my life.
Well, I mean, this is like lager adjacent.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's like that cream ale style. This is fantastic. I forgot we drank this and I didn't score because I saved it for the episode. Fuck, man. I'm like torn between three beers.
What if I told you could score it more than once?
Yeah. But I didn't want to give it away.
You know, like Bob's 700 lager. What number are we up to now, Bob?
I'm in the low 700s somewhere.
So once that 1,000th lager, we're going to do at the gift shop for a tour.
We definitely have to.
Yeah.
While we wear our Lord shirts.
Yep.
Speaking of Lord shirts, go hit us up on the link tree and buy some Lord shirts and our brand new Bangin' Beers Patty's Pub shirt, which came out fucking awesome.
Yeah. And we do have
super happy with this.
We do have another spinoff podcast. It kind of was derived from Bangin' Beers. Beer burp, sorry. So Not Cool in High School. We're like, sorry, one more time. All right, let's mute switch.
I think you should have let it in.
Yeah.
It fits the theme of the show.
So we have on this network, we do other shows. So I have a paranormal show I'm part of called Truth Behind Illusion. I do a wrestling podcast called Tornado Tag Podcast. I do an interview show called Interviews with Everyday People, who I just had a sales representative from Funk's Brewing on, and that was a good time. So I got to drink some cool Funk's beer, and one of them was like one that hasn't been released yet.
Nice.
Or
nice.
Wasn't up until that day.
Yeah.
How was the Alba Witch one?
Oh, so good. I have another can of it in there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was going to drink it on Truth, but maybe we'll bust it off for a show beer maybe next week. And I have a Royal Rumble.
You guys
actually, I have two wrestling beers. I have a Royal Rumble.
You guys got to come to the Albert Witch Festival with us this year down in Columbia.
100%. I'll be there. But yeah, so we also do a Not Cool in High School. So Tornado Tag, I can kind of promote when I go to wrestling shows. Beer show, we promote when we go out. The Paranormal show, I think paranormal is just a niche that people are into. So it does really well. But the Not Cool, there's so many pop culture podcasts out there and famous people doing them. It's hard to kind of stand out. So we need to kind of niche down and find just like one thing that we're going to do. So we're going to spin off and do me and my wife, who's a huge horror fan, are going to do a horror themed show. It's going to be Not Cool in High School presents or whatever. I forget how we no, we're gonna break it up as classes, right? Because like whole Not Cool High School
or clubs or whatever.
Clubs. So Not Cool in High School horror
nightmare
club.
On Not Cool Street.
Yeah. So we're gonna do a horror inspired one, and we're gonna have guests on to come in and talk horror stuff. We're gonna do a Disney inspired one where Nikolai and his brother are gonna talk Disney movies. And then me and Andy are gonna do a little spin-off with guests. Like Bill's gonna be joining us here and there, but we're gonna do a Star Wars one.
Rich will wanna be on that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yes, but so the
a like 9-hour episode of her.
So that'll be my job, is just to keep the fandom at bay, so we keep it under like an hour and a half or whatever it will be. But it'll be chronological, or we decide it, right?
Yeah, definitely chronological.
So we're gonna watch it as like the timeline.
So we'll do like Phantom Menace, and then we'll do Attack of the Clones. Then we gotta watch the whole Clone Wars series. That might have to be a several part episode.
All right.
Or like break it down into seasons.
We could do that, or maybe even we'll figure something out.
Yeah,
because the one thing about the Clone Wars is there is a lot of filler episodes.
How many seasons is the Clone Wars?
7.
Fuck me.
But they're like 20-minute episodes.
Oh, that's not
bad. Yeah, there's like some seasons have like 20 some episodes, some have like 10.
The animated ones.
Yes.
Yeah,
and that's the thing, and I won't talk too much about it because obviously we're going to be doing it on here, and I'm not going to go on a huge Star Wars rant. But Clone Wars. Getting past, like, if you don't like animated things, that's fine, but it is not a kid's show. Just go into that. It is not a kid's show. There is some dark as fuck shit during the Clone Wars, but it really, the Clone Wars really made me reappreciate the prequel trilogy.
Okay.
Because I was a prequel hater for a long time. Like, I literally, after watching, like, a review thing of it, I snapped the freaking DVD of Clone Wars, of Attack of the Clones, in half. I'm like, this movie's fucking stupid.
But now it makes sense because of the cartoon.
Yes. So the Clone Wars add just so much an extra level of what goes on with the prequels. They're still not to the level of the original trilogy, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Rich said obviously, so... Yeah.
Because then we got to go through Rebels and Solo and Rogue One.
I'm pumped.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
So we have a lot of content. So that's gonna be coming soon. We're gonna make a logo and maybe get some theme music for it. And then that'll be coming very, very soon. So the Not Cool High School, and we're gonna stay like the numbered one. Unless they get really popular, then we'll make their own audio source for it. But
I mean, the thing though with the, like,
I might just make its own audio.
It's kind of finite though. Like horror, you can go forever, but like the Star Wars one, there's gonna be an end point.
Is there
pretty much? Because I mean
now that Disney owns it,
basically,
if we don't
as new stuff comes out, then yeah. But
there's been, even after they retconned all the original Star Wars universe, there's still so much stuff being created there.
That, oh yeah,
there is always going to be some sidetrack to go off.
There'll be some stuff.
They're never going to run out of. I mean, Christ, they're still making Star Wars novels. Star Trek novels.
Yeah.
Are based on the original series.
Well, basically what happened with Star Wars, like, they basically, the current canon is taking the best of the extended universe and making it, bringing it to life.
Yeah.
Because the extended universe, there's some, like, people like, oh, this isn't Star Wars. There's some really shitty extended universe out there. So like for the really top tier, there's about 30 really shitty ones too. So,
so maybe what we could do is maybe the week of, we'll drop it like the first week of May the 4th. Yeah.
All right.
We'll record
it. I think that is like a Thursday too.
we'll drop it.
It's a weekday.
I don't know what day we'll put them out, but maybe it'll be like a bi-weekly show between the horror and the Star Wars and the Disney, but just to kind of give Not Cool its own thing. But I think what we're going to do with it is make its own audio. So I first I was going to do like kind of like Rogan when he's like Rogan episode, whatever. And then you add in that. I'm not sure how I'm going to do it yet.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So
plus, like, we're still kicking around a bunch of different things with Bang & Beers that we're going to be working on. And we did not forget about the beer that we are going to brew. It's just been so busy. I have a few different recipe ideas. I think I'm going to probably do one just solo first, just so I can get back into the deal, and then we'll do it together. We'll record it, make a big fun time about it. And if it's good, maybe we'll talk to one of them. Yeah, we got the next one we got is Asteroid.
All righty.
So
right into the Star Wars theme, Asteroid. Right. Is there Asteroid?
Does everyone have theirs?
No,
I Tony needs it.
Yeah, Tony needs it.
Tough shit. You gotta wait for a second.
Gotta take a photo. Go ahead, Bob, read it off.
Asteroid from Dancing Gnome of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. American IPA coming in at 7.2% ABV. It's been checked in a little over 4,000 times, where it averages a 4.08. I have 11 friend check-ins, where it averages 3.96. My highlight, Justin Vavro. He's local. He actually lives in Lansford. Sometimes you just want a fine piece of ass, Troyd.
I like this guy. I like this guy.
The write-up is... hopped intensely with Denali, Citra, and Chinook. Floral, fresh squeezed citrus, pineapple, and nicely balanced dank finish. Solid mouthfeel that isn't too juicy or too dry. And the flavor profile is listed as smooth, citrus, fruity, citrusy, and juicy.
This one I actually have had before. This is one of the ones that I brought. I think I brought home a case of this actually from Dancing Gnome, but I gave it to
I have one people. Here. Nick Adams said, gave it a 4.50 and said, Asteroids, more like Westroid. The rework recipe is working for me. I love it.
Oh, so this is different. Yeah, because the one I had was a hazy. I got to go look at my chicken.
Oh, so the first? Okay. Yeah. So they changed it to the West Coast?
Yeah, they changed it to West Coast. Yeah, there's my original is a it's a hazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely different.
But this is fantastic. I'm still going to keep my four on it, though.
I'm not a huge West Coast fan.
See, I'm really into West Coast
League. Yeah, but this is good.
But, oh, yeah, I was someone when I saw it, I'm like, wait, because I remember when Billy sent it, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I had Asteroid. And I'm like, I don't remember being a West Coast, though. But so they reformulated it. Interesting. I wonder why they did that.
I don't know, but good thing Untappd exists. Because this app makes me an expert.
Did it mention it? It doesn't.
It probably didn't mention it. Maybe they were just tired of doing the.
Maybe.
Does anyone have any tabs on beer? What's the guy? Fucking cool guy on tap that makes funny posts.
Dom the Beer Bro.
Yeah, is he live? Is he?
Yeah, he's still around.
All right, make sure he's still
good.
That's actually he posted as recent as yesterday that I saw.
Right, oh, really?
He just hasn't had any highlights for us lately.
If you want to add us on Untappd, you can search Bangin' Beers Podcast Anthony, and all my posts I do, I tag every single member of the podcast, so you can follow all those guys too. Just to save time on the podcast here, but yeah, you can just search that and follow who you want. We have a lot of cool stuff on there. Bob is definitely the guy you want to follow. He's the Untappd. Yep.
Yeah, I am the laziest untappeder in the world, so
I'm inconsistent at best.
Yeah, we went to the beer brewery yesterday. I tagged in three of like the six I had, and I was like, I forgot.
Yeah, Bob.
I only checked one, maybe two there, and then
Bob's definitely our king of untapped.
Yeah, Kelly said Lunar Brew. I guess that's gonna be the Star Wars name, but we're gonna drink, but it's not gonna be the premise of the show. It's more a Star Wars.
Yeah,
but I like the name.
We'll figure it out.
That's a cool idea.
Star Wars.
If we make a beer, that'd be a cool name. Oh, no, we talked about.
We did talk about that.
Oh, yeah. that's what she's referring to.
Oh, we're making a moon beer.
Yeah. So
with moon water.
With moon water.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
Oh, you heard about that?
No, I just know what moon water is.
Yeah. So we're going to make a beer with moon water.
Okay.
We're going to charge the
water. So we'll just get the gallons of water and just sit it out in the moon.
Yeah.
That's all you do, right?
We're going to make a sex magic beer too.
Sex magic?
Yeah. We're going to do like a potion of a sex magic, and then we're going to put it in the beer.
Okay.
That can't be legal, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, technically, if you have enough beer.
I was going to say the Bang & Beers Podcast homebrew.
It's already sex magic.
It's going to be called sex magic. Some
Spanish fly.
Yeah, it's going to be sex magic. And then the bottom, of the if we get it canned, it's going to say, this is going to make you fuck.
Just brass monkey.
There it is.
Oh, shit. All right. So Asteroid. So it's a West Coast.
Yeah, I completely forgot, Kelly, until it hit my head like a... Yeah, it came rushing back.
This is fantastic.
You can't say Russian, Tony.
Rushing.
Right. Okay.
Rushing. Back to my head. Last beer says, I don't even know, have an untapped. That's what my Instagram is for. That's a good call. Yeah. We're lazy with that too. Actually, we're probably better at posting one on Instagram than we are on Untappd.
Yeah, because I posted my beers yesterday from, except for at the Cafe Bruges on Instagram, on our Instagram.
Kelly's really excited that you know what Moonwater is. That's because Nikki makes it.
Yeah, Nikki makes vessels for it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think she sells it with the water too, but.
What do you just... don't really charge for the money, just sell
no.
like,
yeah,
tap water.
Yeah. I'm sure it was exposed to the moon at some point in time
on its journey here.
Yeah, it was in a reservoir or a stream or something. It made its way
at one point in time. The moon has touched this water.
So, once again, though, anyone listening, just a reminder, April 9th, 2 weeks from now, we are going to be at Rusty Rail for their 1 millionth canning of Fog Monster Festival. So
please,
that's gonna
come out and hang out with
a
us.
A lot of fun. So we're some little bum Bob can't make it now.
Do we all own the Lord Bob shirt?
That's the shirt I bought, actually. I bought Lord Bob. So
I don't have a Lord Bob, but I will buy one for that.
And then we can all just wear Bob shirt.
Yeah. We'll all wear Lord Bob shirts for that.
If you are in the Rusty Rail area or
Mifflinburg,
or even if you make a road trip out, honestly, one of the things that really, really has been helping this podcast and the rest of them on the network grow is your support. Honestly, the fact that you guys comment, share, and show the fact that you have interest in this gives businesses that want to work with us, or how I say, because I'm street, want to fuck with us. The reason they do is because there's engagement. We have that reach. So if we can get a group of people that can come up and just to say, hey, we're here because of banging beers, that would be
awesome.
so dope. And it would be a reason for all of us to hang out and have some food and have some drinks. It is going to be packed, so definitely come up. And
it's going to be music, food trucks. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, come up and hang out with us at Rusty Rail. Tell your friends, bring a groupies. And this is the part of the episode where things go south.
All right, so what do we got here, Bob? Tell us about this liquor we're going to try today.
It is a...
Rish, you would
quote,
like this one.
Quote moonshine. I'll come back to that.
I poured way too much.
Yes, you did.
I fucked up.
You did that to yourself.
No, I'm pouring some.
Nope. Nope.
But it's a bananas Foster moonshine.
Do you have to have all of it?
Oh, it's only 60 proof, Tony. It'll be all right.
Bye bye, guys.
And also, you're at your own house.
Yeah. One of the things about the use of the term moonshine. At somewhere
those damn Duke boys. Past,
the term has got confused, and original moonshine, it was because you made it at night or whatever, because you were high revenuers or whatever.
The
truth of it is, though, what makes it moonshine isn't how strong it is or where it came from. It's moonshine when it's made illegally and it's not taxed.
So this goes against both of that.
Yes. And it was made under the moon.
Just to make it clear, what qualified stuff is moonshine? Moonshine was untaxed liquor.
Yep.
So it wasn't a style. It was a...
And that's where NASCAR came out of.
Yeah.
To be honest, in the United States, almost all the moonshine that we would be familiar with today was probably corn whiskey from like Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina. But yeah, it could be anything.
Duke boys.
As long as it was untaxed, it was moonshine.
Yep.
And so should we call the beer we make with moonwater moonshine?
Yeah. It's moonshine beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's made from the shine of the moon.
Yes.
And they'd be like, that's not real. Like, yes, it is.
Or
Kelly said so.
This is actually
you, Kelly.
So I don't usually love these flavored liquors, but this is actually really nice.
So this is banana.
It is.
Bananas Foster Moonshine.
It smells exactly from, like Bob? Banana runs.
This is from the Tall Pines Distillery of Salisbury. This is a Pennsylvania liquor. I don't know if you want to hold it up to the camera or not there.
That's very tasty.
It is.
Yo, this in like with like a Godiva chocolate look here. Oh, I think that'd be pretty awesome.
See, I bet this would be another good one to pour over vanilla ice cream.
Yes, it would too.
Yeah.
And that
linger... Do you like it so much?
No, I don't need that. Sorry.
Oh, Bob, you get a ride home.
But no, I mean, like, this is tasty. And I, like I said, I don't usually love these flavored liquors, but
it does, it has a good taste. It's just too much.
But it doesn't taste like fake banana though either.
No, no, it doesn't.
It smells like banana runs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it doesn't taste like banana runs.
No.
Because banana runs taste like fake banana. But no, this is actually really good.
Me and liquor just don't get along.
It's only 60 proof. You'll be all right.
It's good. It's tasty.
But yeah. So, but yeah, like I said, we're back to just like, well, we'll be doing the brew thing, but the Rusty Rail is going to be awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're talking to a few different guests as well to have on the show in the near future as well. So we'll be kind of releasing some of that here and doing some interviews with some people.
I actually just said we're putting together something special for our April 9th community can release party. So stop by and be the first to sample these beauties. There'll be brewery tours, live music, yard games, and more. I didn't say Penguin Bears podcast, but this event will be our good friends at Buffalo Creek Watershed Alliance and Freedom Outdoors. See our Facebook page for more. So there'll be Fog Monster.
Other variants of Fog Monster. Yeah,
Fog Monster Double Hazy, a Fog Monster Orange Creamsicle Hazy, and a Fog Monster Strawberry Creamsicle Hazy.
You have the Boilo one.
I did a beer trade with someone in Indiana a while back, and I actually, one of the things that I sent them was a banana creamsicle version of the Fog Monster.
Oh, nice.
And this will, when we're there, it won't technically be a... like interview, because I think a lot of people that work there will be really, really
busy. Yeah, they're super busy. So,
it'll be like a Bang and Beers podcast at that place.
Yeah.
We might have I'll set up more microphones and more people can sit and hang out and talk.
Yeah, hopefully someone will be able to join us. Like I said, we completely understand though. It's going to be a huge day for them. And,
we're happy that they invite us to let us set up. And
yeah, right. So it'll be a lot of fun. So thank you, Scott Fabrizio from Rusty Rail for helping us out with that. And Matt from Dirtac. What the hell's Matt's last name?
I don't remember.
Sorry, Matt from Dirt Act Distributing.
Yeah. Matt the fucking man is his new legal last name. That's his new name.
All right. So,
and real quick, thank you to Little Brown Barrel because without them, this doesn't happen.
Actually, no, this is Washington Hotel.
Yeah. The Rusty Rail?
Yeah.
Well, the same guy who did the Rusty Rail was also at Little Brown Barrel.
Well, Matt was, yes. He was there, but...
like the actual when rep, I went to
their tap tape. Yeah, the actual rep from Rusty Rails I met at Washington's tap takeover. But yeah, thank you, Steve.
Is that the guy with the mullet?
No.
No.
Who's that guy?
I don't remember.
He was fucking dope.
I do not remember. But yeah, I met Scott at the Washington Hotel tap takeover that's when they released Puka.
Oh, okay. I've had so much of that already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. All right. So this next one we got coming up here from Dancing Gnome. Is that a big salamander?
I believe it's a mud puppy. Mud puppy.
That's a mud puppy.
Mud puppy. That sounds like a word we probably shouldn't say. Mud puppy. It's a Rogan beer.
Oh, canceled. Now we're double canceled.
1 pint, 5.4%. What is all right, it's Bob, what we got for Mud Puppy? Is that one of those giant newts?
They're like a giant salamander. I may be wrong because it's been so long since I was into that kind of stuff, but they're a lot larger than normal. They could be like 1 to 2 foot long.
Do we have those in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, they'll eat your kids.
I'm not sure if they come this far north in the Appalachians or not. I always kind of thought that was more like a North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia.
Yeah, I thought that was like more of a southern deal, but hey.
I heard there is a giant 50-foot mud puppy living in this Tuscarora. Just making that up.
I believe you're on the wrong show, sir.
So Mud Puppy from Dancing Gnome of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is considered a Rogan beer or Rogan beer. It comes in at 5.4% ABV. It's been checked in 309 times where it averages a 3.74. I have one friend check in where it averages 3.9.
This is we're knocking out those styles, trying to get every style done for our next on tap.
I think this is my first Rogan beer.
Similar to a Hefeweizen, Rogan beers replace the high percentage of wheat for a high percentage of rye. We utilize three different types of rye in this German style ale, resulting in layers of malt character in addition to the yeast-driven flavors. You can expect sweet caramel, pumpernickel, banana nut, and chai tea. The flavor profile is listed as malty, rye, smooth, smoky, and banana.
Yeah, there's definitely a smokiness to it.
Oh, that's right up your alley.
Not that kind of smokiness, but it's not bad. This is interesting. I've never had Roggenbier? I guess it's German, so I guess Roggen would be, right?
Ellie said they are a radioactive salamander, essentially.
She said very big salamander.
Same thing.
Gojira.
It's Gojira. That's probably not appropriate.
No, because there's a band named Gojira, so it's okay.
And that's technically how it's pronounced, right?
Yes.
Okay. We're safe.
I think that's actually the French pronunciation of it. Because that's where Gojira the band is from.
I'm pretty sure that's valid Japanese.
Gojira. Is that Japanese too?
Cool. All right.
All right, cool. We're not making fun of Asian people.
My wife's Asian.
Yeah.
Does that work?
We get the pass.
No. He gets a pass.
Yeah, if your penis touches, that counts.
Yeah.
We're making up rules as we go. Beers happen, people. And we lost all of our listeners.
No, right, we're good.
So, Mud Puppy.
So I'm going to look up what their distribution is, because
that's really good.
Who, Dancing Gnome?
No, Mud Puppies.
the actual, because I was going to say, I ordered this to be
common Mud Puppy
to home. So there's an uncommon Mud Puppy?
Maybe. That's the one that's green and radioactive. So, okay, so this does stretch into the Pittsburgh area for Mud Puppies, so they do exist there. I mean, it's like Great Lakes region.
There's a lot of water in Pittsburgh. So,
it's like Great Lakes region. If you look at it, it's like that Illinois, Indiana, West Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio, Wisconsin, Michigan area in the lower Canada.
We should definitely make a weekend in Pittsburgh soon.
Hell yeah, dude. That'd be a lot of Pittsburgh is so much fun.
Dude, we stayed at, so like, obviously there's hotels and stuff there, but we found, it's called it's like an old monk monastery. It's like maybe three or four blocks away from, or three or four city blocks away from the stage AE. And that's where we stayed. It was Monk's Monastery. That's where the infamous Pittsburgh story happened. We won't dive into what exactly happened, but it was a really cool hotel. And it was like, and they do jump like, hey, we'll give you a ride anywhere you want from the hotel. Like, they have shuttles. Like, hey, you just call the shuttle and they'll take you anywhere in Pittsburgh for free, but you have to get back. That's the only thing you have to pay for.
Yeah.
So, we did a whole, like, Pittsburgh was a great time. Like, they have like a whole like market district where you can like walk up and down, and there's a bunch of markets and bars and stuff.
It's
like that.
It's called the Strip District.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. I didn't know. And then we went and did what's the artist?
And Andy Warhol.
Warhol. We did the Warhol thing. That was fucking cool. There's a lot of fun things to do there, and all the breweries, and then we have so many like friends in the beer community from there that we've never actually got to meet, like the Fueled by Hops guys, the
First Sip Brew Box.
First Sip Brew Box. Like, that needs to be an experience. I think we need to do Pittsburgh more than we need to do Philly. Yeah. We have so many ties of beer community friends in the Pittsburgh area. And Dancing Gnome, you're making it real easy to go to for a reason to go to Pittsburgh.
And I can't currently drive to Philly, so.
Why?
My unpaid parking ticket. They're threatening a lawyer against me, or a law firm now against me, because I haven't paid it. And I'm like, fuck you.
I thought that was Jersey.
No, it's Philly, because I parked on South Street and somewhere where it was not marked that I had to pay for parking, and then literally paid for parking like 10 blocks down. I'm like, why would I not pay here, but pay here? It was like $6. So fuck Philadelphia.
They're going to give you, they got a lawyer involved for $6. They're just
threatening me. It's going to go to a collection agent. That's all it is.
For $6.
It's a fucking $101 fine.
Have they already spent more than that in postage?
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Well, I challenged them. I'm like, dude, why would I, literally, I sent them my receipts from the Park Mobile app. And I'm like, why would I pay 10 blocks away and not here? And like, well, it was all clearly posted. I'm like, no, fuck, it wasn't. There wasn't even a working kiosk there. So suck my dick.
There you go.
Eat shit, Philly.
Eat shit, Philly. More of a reason for me not
even
to
though
like
I love
Philly.
You, Philly, but
I like Philly in the history.
I don't like your government.
See, that's
your
sports team. I hate that app for I can't remember the name of it now, but the parking one. Like they switched Jim Thorpe to that.
Jim Thorpe's like Flowbird or something.
But you know how much money they're gonna lose over that? Because
all the fees and everything.
Well, because now what happens is like there's no guy at the, because almost everybody parks in the municipal lot at the bottom of the hill, and people come in and they're like, I never heard of this before, or the app is not easy to use if you're not familiar.
Yeah, possible. Try that.
It works pretty well.
I refuse to pay for parking at Possible.
But literally, like
they don't have the resources to buff the side streets, so fuck them.
I mean, like half the time I'm there, people are like, fuck this garbage, and they just, and nobody pays.
Yeah,
and the cops aren't down there cruising.
Yeah, they don't have plates. Yeah, they don't have like the resources to do that.
Well, Pottsville started it, and then they had like, they hired like the fucking Nazi suit person to go around and give everyone tickets for everything. And
it might have been a crappy part-time job for a senior citizen or whatever. Yeah. But like, you know, now
then they raise the rates. It's $12 now.
But then, like, yeah, we're, you know, that kept somebody in work sitting in that booth, you know.
And good thing gas isn't fucking $8 a gallon.
So it, like, cost me $40 basically to drive to Carlisle yesterday.
Yeah. And then when we get there, you want us to pay another $100 and some to park in your town? Fuck off.
Well, and then one thing too. So anyone going to Jim Thorpe,
that's a lot of beer we can be spending money on.
So I didn't know this, but apparently in the past few weeks, if you go to Jim Thorpe, and a lot of our listeners know we go to there often, and you guys are all local to the area, but after like a certain span up Broadway, once it gets to the resident, it's all residential parking now. You cannot park there if you are from out of town. You have to actually have like a thing.
I appreciate that, because I always,
which is fine, because the people that live there, you know, they should be able to park by their house.
In front of their house. Yeah, I agree. I used to, dude, it would suck to live on the street because you can't fucking park anywhere.
It's not very clearly posted. There's like some little signs up the street, but like if you're just going to parking, you're not going to notice.
Dude, what if like Jim Thorpe turns in like, yo, this is my fucking house, and like people start duking it out in the street?
Maybe.
It'd be great.
But yeah, just be watchful of that, because we were parking and then some lady was walking her dog, and she said something, hey guys, you know, they just started this, so be careful. And I'm like, oh shit. And then we ended up going parking in the parking lot.
She's like, you want to use my yard for $180? Yeah.
For 3 hours.
So yeah, you cannot, outside of like the like first like 200 yards of Broadway, you can't park on it.
And I think there's a lot of people, if you're listening and you're from like a big city, you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? We live in a small little ho-dunk area, so like if you're gonna charge us every single thing we do, it just doesn't fly. No. Out here, yeah, we're fucking poor. Like, it's all there is to it. Like, oh, you're gonna charge us $40 a park on a street that we've been parking for free on our entire lives.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you can go somewhere.
But yeah, so yeah, just keep an eye on that. But Jim Thorpe, we love it. We got to go back to Bright. We got to do a field trip to Bright Path.
Well, see, yeah. But that's another thing too. Like, as far as I know, like none of that is in effect if you go to the east side.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking like the town, like tourist side of town. The other side of town's fine.
Yeah, they don't care.
No, like, because it's funny, because like when you go to Jim Thorpe, half the time you don't think about that.
On the Munchunk side.
Yeah. The bridge side over there, like on the way up to like Penn's Peak.
Well, that would be the East Munchunk side.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Bright Path Brewing is right at the end of town, and we definitely going to take a trip up there together since me and Bob have been there. And like,
we're in our last beer.
We are in our last beer.
Look at us.
So this one here, we got Bants, an English ale. Bants. I don't know.
Getting the Bents.
It says Bants. So
if you're watching live, just say hi to us so we can see who's with you guys.
It's like pants, but with a B.
There you go. We have Kelly here hanging out, last beer with us. Maybe Rish is still with us. Brett, if you're still there. We got a bunch of you watching. Three people on Facebook, two people on YouTube. That's exciting. And one on Twitch. There's someone who always turns on Twitch for us, which fucking is awesome. And they do it for every podcast, but they never talk or communicate. But I appreciate the fact that you give us that one viewer on Twitch. Means a lot to us. Yeah, thank you guys. Let us know who you are.
Sometimes I watch some of the other shows from home on Twitch, but
from Twitch.
But I can't comment because I don't want to make an account. If you don't have an account, you can't comment.
That makes sense. Maybe we just have one of the people hanging out with us on Facebook is Zach,
our
new member of the podcast, Zach, who comes in when he pleases. He's got it made like that. You know, he can do what he wants.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. Zach will be on
next week,
hanging out with us next week, talking WrestleMania.
I
gotta buff up on some WrestleMania.
I'm gonna wear my John Cena PBR shirt. So John Cena,
I forgot about that. He made a
PBR shirt that got cease and desist, so they took it down right away. And I found one on eBay and I bought it. So I have the John Cena PBR.
I wore my Bret Hart tank top I got in second grade.
You should.
Now it fits lengthwise, but not wine wise. Well, it's funny. It's one of those funny things, like how sizes have changed. Because it was an adult, I got it 1992, I want to say, in Hershey, at a house show, because Bret Hart was my favorite.
Who did he wrestle that night?
Oh God, I don't even remember.
Was there a casket match on that show?
No.
Oh, because I was at a Hershey.
It was pre-casket match.
Oh, okay.
It was like, oh fuck, I don't remember who he wrestled, but I do know like he gave his fucking sunglasses to a kid like two away from me.
Oh, bastard.
Actually, I think he might have wrestled Ricky Steamboat.
Christopher Lenko hanging out with us here from Endicott.
Yo, buddy, what's up,
what's
man?
Up? Thank you so much for hanging out with us, bud. And then real quick, he's over on the YouTube side. So if you do watch this or you're listening back later, if you can just take 2 seconds out of your day, if you have a YouTube account, subscribe to us on YouTube. We're really, really close to 100 members on there. I keep beer burping. I'm really, really sorry.
We get a custom URL.
We get a custom URL to 100 subscribers. Our goal is 1,000 by the end of the year, but we're at 83. So if you can head over to the YouTube side, just give us a subscribe. That would be absolutely fantastic. But Christopher, if you haven't done so already, definitely hit that button first, bud.
But all yeah,
right, last beer.
Yeah, I want to say it was. I'm pretty sure you wrestled Ricky Steamboat. Actually,
I have more in here. What was the bigger pour?
I'm good.
You want a bigger pour? Go ahead, Bob. Get it in you.
But all right. What we got? I got to buff up on some WrestleMania knowledge, I guess.
Yeah,
I'm so far removed from wrestling right now.
Kelly said it was always her dream to get Bret Hart sunglasses.
I know, right?
I was always Owen.
I got a pair though.
So I would fucking rip them up.
I wish I had them though. I got them.
I had a buddy who took
One second before I get back to sizes. So adult large, second grade me, down to my fucking knees. Now it's like it's tiny. Like yeah. it's smaller than a men's small. Today's
I went to a house show in Pennsylvania in Hershey, and my buddy's mom took us because I'm the poor kid and she like gave me a bone and took me to a wrestling show because I was a huge wrestling fan. So we went to this house show where the nosebleeds, Lex Luger was there, Shawn Michaels was there, Bret Hart was there, Yokozuna was there. Undertaker and Yokozuna actually did the dark match.
Oh, nice.
Where they did the casket match that they were going to do a couple months later. And my buddy's mom's like, what do you want to buy? And I was like, I want either the Diesel glove or I want the Shawn. And she's like, you can't get Sean. He's bad. And I was like, I'm a Sean guy.
Yeah.
And she's like, here's Bret Hart glasses. And I was like, I fucking hate Bret Hart. I respect Bret Hart. But as a kid, I was totally team Sean.
It was funny because they were both my favorite at the same time.
That was like Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. You couldn't like both at one point.
Because like I was such a huge Rockers fan. And then when Shawn Michaels went heel, like I still love Shawn Michaels.
Yeah. We just covered WrestleMania 10 on Tornado Tag Podcast, which was the ladder match and when the first match of the night where Bret and Owen wrestled, and at the end of the night, Bret beat Yokozuna for the title.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a sharpshooter.
Hell of a sharpshooter.
Yeah. What we got, Bob?
Bands from Dancing Gnome, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is considered an English bitter. Comes in at 4.6 ABV. It's been checked in just under 1,000 times. It averages a 3.76. I have 3 friend check-ins where it averages a 3.97. I have another highlight from Justin Vavro. I don't know if there's a side story of this. You want to read that one? Give it your groove.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
So that
what
was,
is that from?
That was from America's Got Talent. Well, the year Howard Stern was there, and there was an old man who came out with a little tiny keyboard, and it recorded music, and it played the worst song ever. And it was a little old man. He goes, "Put your pants on the ground, your pants on the ground. You're looking like a fool with your pants on the ground." And that's all he kept saying. And the whole crowd just sang it for like the entire show. At least that's what the editing looked like. But
that's right. Yeah.
Here's another good one in my dick pic 6.
Who said Untappd is not a good app? You get quality thing like that.
So the actual legitimate write up is. Coming in at a svelte 4.6% ABV with a full body, but pleasant, slightly dry finish. Toasted biscuits and honey with just enough bitter resin to balance it all out. And the flavor profile is listed as malty, smooth, biscuity, yeasty, and bitter.
I'm into this beer a lot.
No, this is really good.
Fuck, this is
tough. I love a good English bitter. Like, it's got that little, like, bitter back end, but the maltiness and...
The breadiness,
yeah,
it almost drinks like a Marzen a little bit.
This is actually kind of what I was thinking of what we were going to do anyway for the Bang of Beers beer, the first one.
Really,
an English bitter, yeah.
I'm into this a lot
because I don't have the facilities to do a lager, so All right.
I'm interested where they got the name Bance from.
Bance.
Bance
on the ground.
Bance on the ground.
I completely forgot about that. I'm like, as soon as I started saying, I'm like, I know this, but where from? Oh man. So yeah. Fantastic.
We're at the end here.
We that was all the beers now. So thank you, Billy, for hooking this up.
Yep.
Dancing no Gnome. Great brewery. Great styles. Billy got, and we had last week, or was that last week?
Week before.
Was that the week before already?
The St. Patty's Day
episode?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that was 2 weeks ago already?
That was our most listened to audio episode. That was really good. Last week took a little bit of a dip, but the St. Patty's Day did really, really well. So thank you, everyone, who listened to audio.
Oh, last week was the Ohala.
Yeah.
Poyala. But yeah, Dancing Gnome, like, great selection of everything.
And this will ship to you, right?
Yep.
Yes. Correct. Yeah, they do shipping in PA.
So if you look at the links below, there is their Instagram, their Facebook, and their Twitter, as well as their website. And you can go on their website and order a beer. It'll come straight to your house from Pittsburgh. So you can try all these beers if you
want to
order
them. I think it came in like 2 days, maybe. Like, I ordered it and like it was there like a day or two later.
Who delivered it?
UPS.
Okay, good.
I believe UPS is the only one that has a con those that is allowed to
bastards.
So another FedEx story. So last week, I don't think we talked about this on the show, but I bought a brand new acoustic guitar from American Musical Supply last week. And when it got delivered by FedEx, the dude fucking jackknife powerbombed it onto my, he was like fucking Diesel. Yeah. And then boom, right on my fucking porch. And I'm like, yikes.
We should definitely edit.
Well, he knows that because he has a camera on.
Yeah, so I have my Ring camera, which I also have because of FedEx, because they broke one of our porch railings.
They broke my porch step.
Yeah.
I ordered a ghost bed, and he like slammed it on the top step, so there's a chunk of brick missing from
my house. You guys got a ghost bed?
Yeah.
We got a ghost bed, too.
We got ghost beds.
Hell yeah.
We bang on the same beds.
Nice.
High five.
But so FedEx, fuck you. But I posted it. It was funny because I posted the video on Twitter and like they DM me in like 20 fucking seconds. Yeah. And they're like, what happened? I'm like, this guy which sucks because I'm like, God, I wish the headstock would have broke off the guitar because I would have got a free guitar out of those assholes. But guitars perfectly. So American Musical Supply and Taylor Guitars, beautiful packaging.
The guitar sounds beautiful too.
Perfect packaging. Thank you. Because FedEx tried to destroy it.
You should definitely put the JR. Oh my God, it's been broken in half.
But yeah, literally, it's like a jackknife fucking powerbomb. Like Kevin Nash is like, I'm going to deliver this guitar to you, my friend. But yesterday, so Rich's dad ordered some golf clubs online. They got delivered by FedEx. We get home.
These suplex.
They're nowhere to be found. So we thought a porch pirate had come upon them. Turns out they delivered them to the abandoned house two fucking houses down from them.
Numbers are hard.
Yeah. Like their number's 555 and it was delivered to 559, which is an abandoned like rancher house.
Was he able to get them?
He found them this morning.
I would have been like, lost them.
He found them this morning.
I would have got two sets.
He found them this morning and I'm like, what? Dude, really?
All right. Well, listen, we're not committing fraud. That's what you deserve.
Yeah, fuck you, FedEx.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn it, I wanted a free guitar.
Yeah, deliver to my neighbor's house because we're all in cahoots. You fuck up and deliver on this block wrong, we're getting two. That's all there is to it. You better get your shit right.
All right, so beer of the night. What are we thinking, gentlemen?
I'm going to start off with Bill because he ordered the beers.
What? Why do you put this pressure on me?
I don't want to be the guy to do it.
I just noticed I like your Four Score hat and my poor man
shirt. Hoodie,
so Billy's repping the bracket.
Yeah. He told me he was going to do this.
Yeah.
Actually, he was homies to do the Four Score hoodie with a
I was gonna do the poor man hoodie and a Four Score shirt. So if he called me out on it, I would just go, no, I'm wearing both. But I decided to go hat. But I'm gonna go with the Marbled Hearts.
Marbled Hearts.
I'm gonna be a fool with my bats on the ground.
Wow,
that is fucking tough.
Dunkel.
Wow.
Well, now Andy's on the spot. It really sucks to go last, doesn't it?
No, it actually is very good to go last because,
well, because you now your first ever certificate to print out will have to be Dancing Gnome Marble Hearts.
My
is
number
going
one.
To win the beer of the night, the Marble Hearts. There you go. Second place.
Let me pull my bands back up first. I'll probably go with the Dunkle.
The Dunkle. I unfortunately cannot vote for that, but I will go. Fuck, I don't want to ruin it. But fuck it. Prologue is my number two.
Dunkle.
No pressure, bro.
No pressure.
Dunkle wins. I mean, it's Dunkle wins number two, right?
Well, I mean, unless I vote for Prologue and make it a tie.
That's true. That's true.
I'll go Prologue.
Oh, we have a two-way tie.
You son of a bitch.
Two-way tie. Dunkle and Prologue, which makes my heart happy because they're my two favorites, will be the number two beer.
Third Bance, place. My number three.
Bance.
That is Bance, right?
Yep, that is.
I'll agree.
Yeah.
I already voted for
Yeah. So, Bance numero tres.
First place is going to be Marbled Hearts, which was a fantastic beer we had on Truth Behind Illusion when Bill joined us to talk Irish folklore. Cream ale. Listen, cream ale wins it. That's a good good style. Let's make that popular again. Prologue and Dunkle will be number two, and number three will be looking like a fool with your bants on the ground.
Well, everything from Dancing that was fantastic. Their hazy IPAs are also really good. Their stout, the Irish stout on the St. Patty's Day episode is also fantastic. Cannot go wrong with this brewery. It's one of the highest rated ones in Pittsburgh.
This is for a reason, yeah.
156, right?
57.
157. But yeah, thank you, Billy, for hooking this one up.
No problem.
So we have a new trail variety pack. We have a episode next week between Fourscore and Poor Man's. And then we have a Snitz Creek episode lined up in the back as well. So we have a lot. We've got some good content
coming up. We have Rusty Rail coming up in 2 weeks as well. That'll be a recorded episode. It won't be a live one.
Yeah.
We'll probably do some live throughout the day.
If you want to see it live,
go on and be like, yeah, dudes, what up?
Yeah, we will have, I will literally bring extra microphones. So if you want to sit down and hang out with us, we'll probably wear the wireless and then I'll have like a microphone that people can sit and hang out and join us.
Yeah, we'll figure all those logistics out.
I think my dad will be there.
Nice.
Yeah, so maybe dad or pops will fill in for your seat that day.
Yeah, because then Rish and Richard and Brian are coming too.
Cool. I appreciate that a lot. So thank you guys for hanging out. If you guys, anyone who else can make it, it's a family day. Like I believe you could bring, is Rusty Rail kid friendly?
Yeah,
bring your kids and come hang out.
It's a festival, music, food, beer.
And if you want to go the extra mile, order a Bangin' Beers t-shirt and come that day wearing the Bangin' Beers t-shirt.
Patty's Pub. I'm super fucking proud of this shirt.
It came out good, man.
It came out really fucking good.
I would love if this was a Pennsylvania flag, though.
I don't think it would translate well.
The original one we had the Irish flag, but it just doesn't translate. It's not color.
Yeah.
So, but this is dead on. And thank you, Kyle, for finding me the actual Patty's Pont Fub. Fub. Patty's Pub. Patty's, did I just say Patty's Pont Fub?
Yes.
Patty's Pub Font.
Here's a water, bud.
No, I mix my letters up to beginning as a word sometimes, 100% sober. So, but this came out awesome. So please go order it.
He's actually working on a variant for Interviews Everyday People for me.
Oh, nice. Awesome. Kyle, our buddy Kyle, he'll join us sometime at some point. He's been on the show before.
Yeah. So we have another, like, our sixth chair is always like either a guest or it's a person on the show that you'll see rotate a lot. So we do have the fifth member of the show who comes when they're available, and that's either Kyle, that's either Zach, or it's my pops. So that's our fifth man at the table. But we always like to leave that fifth seat open in case one of those three can make it, or we can bring a guest in.
Yeah. So if you ever want to be on and you're local, let us know. We'll bring you on. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so next week will be our Breweries of Pennsylvania March Madness bracket between Poor Man's and Fourscore.
Yes. So I'm very anxious to see what kind of cans they got.
I
think I'll actually be making a stop to Brewery Fire as well while we're down that way.
Okay, so
because we got May 4th. Well, the May 4th week episode is going to be our Star Wars theme. We're going to see what Star Wars beers they got down there.
Yeah.
Which will probably have one that we'll probably have a repeat because the Executor, we probably got to have that on. Yeah. Vader's flagship, if they have it.
So you will be the one picking up the Fourscore beers, what, next Saturday?
Next Saturday.
Yeah, I won't be able to go with you, unfortunately, but if anybody wants to go for a ride, let them know.
No.
But
sorry, that's a Rish and Andy day.
Oh, Rish and Andy.
Yeah. No offense to anybody, but yeah.
When you go down, be sure and check out the mural because there shouldn't be any snow on the ground or anything like there was when I was there. You should be able to see it all.
Oh, my God. This made my day. Vicky's watching. Vicky said Kyle got you all flustered. I love Kyle.
Kyle's the best.
He is Kyle best. Is fucking a stud.
But yeah, like me and I just said to Rich, I'm like, hey, let's go down to Gettysburg for an Annie Rich day. And then we're going to
buy beer.
There's well, that's just the bonus. But
Rich, he's going to buy beer for us and he incorporated as a day for you.
No, I actually planned this before the bracket was solidified.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, but
right, you win.
But we're going to check out some stuff we haven't checked out before. So we're gonna hit up Brewery Fire, check them out, and then there's this dive bar that you have to, it's like hidden in these like mine stuff up there that we found out about.
That's how every horror movie
so we're gonna check that out.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, it's gonna be a lot of fun. So we'll bring some Fourscore beers back for the next day.
I love it. Bob, what do you got to plug? Try to, but real quick, when you go to Fourscore, try to get at least one or two of their staples.
Oh yeah,
that they have on.
Oh well, one of them is gonna be the Getty's Brow.
Cool. Yep. Cool. All right, Bob.
I forgot what brewery shirt.
Okay, come close to the mic. I forgot what down, shirt I have. Settle down
settle
easy.
Settle down easy.
Yeah, the D.C. suburbs on the Virginia side.
Go Commanders.
Yeah.
Washington football squad.
I still think.
Go Washington scumbags.
I still think they should have went with the Washington corrupt politicians, and the logo should have been a Capitol Dome with a dollar logo on it.
Would you watch people storming it?
Nah, we're not gonna.
That would work with the Washington. Should
have had the mascot as the guy in the
shaman, the QAnon shaman.
Yeah.
could they get him out of his mom's basement? Yeah.
He needs his organic food in prison.
Oh my god! If that was our team logo, that'd be hilarious. The guy with his feet on Pelosi's desk.
Yep.
And he's in jail he's in jail crying.
Why am I here? Oh man.
One side of the helmet is him with his feet on the desk, and the other half is him crying in jail.
Because it's bullshit. Why am I out here? I didn't break any law. You clearly did.
Oh, man. All right.
Sorry, Bob. You said DC, and we went on a rant there.
That's cool.
Beers. What else you want to plug?
Sport Zoo in Lansford. Good food. The staff was friendly. Don't be afraid to check it out.
Bill,
just make sure to vote this week. It doesn't matter if you vote for the same person every time or
your
flip
vote
flop
matters
back and
here.
Forth. It matters.
Yeah. Yes, here your vote matters.
Otherwise, I'm going to say check out and download the Craft House app if you're local. It'll be up to date with what we have on hand. You can either order it on there and pay on there, or you'll just know what we have and you can come in and then know what you're looking for and know a price already pre-tax. So,
and there's a bill selection.
There is.
With your Chetty logo.
Bill's my picks. Chetty logo is there, and you can look and see what I have picked. So sometimes maybe I'll pick ones that we might be having on a future show, or sometimes it's just what I like and what I have at home in my fridge, and Chetty will always be on that list.
Just be wary if you stray from the Bills picks, you might end up with a beer can tab in the mail.
Yeah.
Bill just made me think of something else. If I could jump back.
Just made me think of a Seinfeld episode. So sorry.
they carry some semi-local hot sauces there.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Larry's Grumpy. Is that correct?
I think so.
I bought a couple a while back. I finally got around because I have a hot sauce nut. I have like a million bottles in the house. I finally got around to opening the first one. Larry's Grumpy hot sauce is fucking phenomenal. If you see it, don't be afraid to try it.
We need to do a Hotheads episode still.
Yeah,
I need to reach out for Tim.
Yeah, hit him up.
So now we're gonna add the liquor and then add a hot sauce every week too.
No, we're not. Do you want me to puke?
Because puke and shit your pants.
Yeah, that'll just be another segment. Tony puke.
Yeah. At what point of the episode does Tony puke?
Yeah.
And shit his pants at the same time.
Well, that's technically
pants on the ground. Pants on the ground.
That'll technically be when we know that the episode is over.
I'll be doing every episode with a like one of those old people chairs where you just let your grandma shit in your living room, and they're like, "Oh, Nana shit." And you're like, "Nana should be the home,"
but we don't want to pay for the home.
Yeah. Well then, clean up your Nana's shit bucket while you're watching Law and Order, and she just fucking pinches a loaf right in front of you. All right, Andy, what do you got?
Rusty Rail, April 9th. Come hang out with us. That'll be a lot of fun. Next week, like Billy and all you guys said, we're going to feature the Breweries in PA Final 2 showdown. We're going to do some four score beers and poor man. So tune in next week.
I believe
12 p.m. right?
Yeah, she'll be. Yeah,
that'll be a normal time, right?
Same bat time,
same bat channel.
And I believe by then we'll probably know who the winner was. But
yes. So but either way, like we love both those breweries. So it's going to be fun to do both their beers. Whoever wins, I'm voting for Poor Man's because small little brewery in Ephrata coming up against not that Four Score is even that big, but they have a very high rated brewery and they're one of the top seeds. So I like a good underdog story.
Yeah. Every time I watch March Madness, I always vote for the underdog every time. I don't care who's on TV. I always vote for the lower bracket. So I'd probably go Poor Man's too.
But beyond that, like said, keep an eye out for the Star Wars thing coming out in the not too distant future. And we working on my acoustic project and some new Faith in Exile music, hopefully coming soon.
Yeah, check out the IWEP Network at www.iwepnetwork.com. It's all of our webs, our shows are on there, and merchandise if you want to grab anything. The support has been fantastic. You all are beautiful. Yes, I love you to death.
Go buy t-shirts. The Patty's Pub shirt is my current favorite. Go buy the Lord's too. We're gonna have some new ones.
I think Bob is a top selling Lord shirt.
Bob's I think is the one that came out the best. So
yeah,
but I have some cool ideas. I'm gonna try to kick around and see about some new designs coming out.
Cool.
But beyond that, like I said,
I always wanted a Cheers logo.
Cheers logo. Oh, that's easy. We can do that. I'll get that one. All right.
Yeah.
But I had something else too. Shit. Fuck. Yeah. Whatever. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. Well. Let me get my plugs out.
No,
you hijacked my.
That's just I'm saying, man. Thanks.
Yeah, IWEP Network. The rest of the show is a lot of cool stuff. Interviews everyday people. Truth Behind Illusion. All that great stuff. I had someone the other day reach out to me while I was out at a local venue, and they were like saying, you know, complimenting the hard work that we put in and that I put in with the network and everybody else on the team. And it means a lot. So thank you guys so much for tuning in every single week and hang out with us live, even if you don't chat. I love the fact that you're watching. Sometimes people are shy, and I get that. Or people didn't make an account, but they're still watching on that platform. We appreciate all of you. Even if you can't do a Patreon or you can't buy a t-shirt, that means it's still the fact that you're watching, liking, sharing, subscribing. It means the world. Thank you so much. Episode 157, getting closer to Covenant 160, closer to 200, make another milestone. If we can hang out with all of you at Rusty Rail soon, that'd be fantastic. But we love you all. Bangin' Bears Podcast. We're out of here. Here's the Faith in Exile. You want to say?
I just want to say the song in our intro is Control Alt Delete by Faith in Exile. You can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, all that fun stuff.
Boom. That's as bad as he plays
guitar. That's why I had to play guitar. Bye.